News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Senate voted Monday to confirm former wrestling executive Linda McMahon as the nation's education chief. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
McMahon will face the competing tasks of winding down the education department while also escalating efforts to achieve Trump's agenda. Already, the Republican president has signed sweeping orders to rid America's schools of diversity programs and accommodations for transgender students while also calling for expanded school choice programs. At the same time, Trump has promised to shut down the department and said he wants McMahon to, quote, put herself out of a job. The Senate voted to confirm McMahon 51-45. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Federal authorities in Los Angeles arrested two alleged leaders of a criminal organization suspected of smuggling 20,000 people from Guatemala to the U.S. and charging each person as much as $18,000 to get them into the country. Acting U.S. Attorney in Los Angeles Joe McNally says the group committed a multitude of crimes.
The offenses alleged in the indictment show a criminal group that acted with callous disregard for a nation's immigration laws and no regard for the immigrants that they smuggled. They held individuals smuggled hostage for months, threatened them and their family members with violence, and others, including children, were killed in a horrific car crash in Oklahoma in 2023.
A federal judge ordered the men who themselves are in the country illegally jailed without bond until their trial in April. President Trump says 25% tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada will start Tuesday, sparking renewed fears of a North American trade war. He announced the coming tariffs at the White House on Monday. Rough day on Wall Street as the Dow is down by 649 points. This is SRN News. There's a warning about Mexico.
Americans think a lot about our southern neighbor, but primarily in the context of illegal immigration. But Open Doors U.S. says Mexico is now the second worst persecutor of Christians in all of Latin America, behind only Nicaragua, and number 31 on the worldwide ranking. The government isn't the problem. It's the giant drug cartels that virtually run the country. They don't hesitate to kill Christians who seek to help their victims or even try to broker peace. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge continues to block President Trump's plan to pull federal funding from institutions that provide sex change operations on children. U.S. District Court Judge Lauren King in Seattle issued the permanent injunction over the weekend. She had previously granted a two-week restraining order after the Democratic Attorneys General of Washington, Oregon, and Minnesota sued the Trump administration. Colorado has since joined the case. This is SRN News. Israel is facing criticism after stopping the entry of all food and other supplies into Gaza. We hear more on the story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting from London.
The ceasefire's first phase has seen a surge in humanitarian aid after months of growing hunger. But Hamas accuses Israel of trying to derail the next phase hours after its first phase ended, calling Israel's decision to cut off aid a war crime and a blatant attack on a truce that took a year of negotiations to come about. In the second phase, Hamas is supposed to release dozens of remaining hostages in return for an Israeli pullout from Gaza and a lasting ceasefire. Negotiations on the second phase were meant to start a month ago, but haven't yet begun. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting from Washington.